When your spirit get in connection with him, he's chosen you for something great. So when he came into your life, it was the Spirit of God doing the work. Today there are nine symbols. There are nine symbols that represent the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Today we're going to use one. If you will remember in the Word that when Jesus himself came on the scene and he went to be baptized of John the Baptist, he was God. He was God. He was totally God. But he showed us that without the Holy Spirit, we never will make it. And when the Holy Spirit came upon him as a dove, which was the representation of the Holy Spirit, he was the Holy Spirit, he was God, he was Jesus, but the Holy Spirit rested upon his shoulder, showing us that it's going to take even Jesus because of the fact that he was all God and all human. His God side didn't need the Holy Spirit because it was the Holy Spirit. But his human side, his human man had to have the Holy Spirit before he took on any action to try to help anybody else. He couldn't even help nobody. Being God, he was unable to help anybody unless the Holy Spirit was within him. After receiving the Holy Spirit, in light of his journey through life and to help man, the Bible says, then the Holy Spirit again, we're talking about being filled with the Spirit. The Spirit led him into the wilderness. He couldn't go in that wilderness and come out with victory without the Holy Spirit. And Spirit, this Holy Spirit is something so essential to a child of God. Without it, you will be like some of us is today. Unable to stand. Unable to praise like we should. Unable to pray like we should. Unable to move like we should. Unable to stand like we should. Because being filled with the Holy Ghost is different from being just having the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost led him in the wilderness. He went up there to meet our adversary, the devil. Someone that knew all about God. He knew all about the Holy Spirit. He knew all about heaven. But he was there to tempt the Lord God in the human flesh. But he didn't get upset. He didn't have to fight. He didn't have to struggle. He didn't have to say, oh God, please help me here because look like I'm about to do something wrong. He was able to stand and listen to the devil, talk to him, try to convince him that he was not who he was, trying to show him that he was bigger and better, that he had more. He didn't have to fight. He was able to stand and tell Satan, don't tempt the Lord your God because you got to serve him. Notice he sent him to God, not to him, Jesus, because he was man in the flesh. He said, you have to serve God. So don't tempt God. Jesus was filled with the Spirit. Oh my God. That didn't bother Satan. Satan is not afraid of anything or anybody. And he's not careful of you, of who you say you are and what you say you have. He don't care about your personality or your status in life. He continued to tempt the Lord, and the Lord told him at the end, he said, now Satan, enough is enough. He said, you go behind me because that's where you belong. Yeah. Get behind me, Satan. Going on about your business, because you have no place, no part in this business. What he did was make Satan ashamed. And he left him, right? Because he was filled with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, if we would take a moment this morning to think in our mind who the Spirit is, because he is a man. He is a person. He is God. And he's saying to us today, be filled with God. And if God is telling us today, be filled with me, that means that some is not filled with him. Not that you don't have him. Not that you don't love him. Not that you don't want to serve him. But being filled with him is a totally different story. He said, don't be drunk with wine. This wine represents the cares of life. Using life and the things that is in life to make you happy. Using life to take you where you think you want to be. This wine represents all of the things that you think will propel you further in life. The cares of this world. All the things that look like, if I do this, I'll get this. If I'm this way, people will honor me because I'm this way. He says, don't be drunk with these things. The cares of life make you drunk. Wine, if you drink enough of it, say to excess, you drink enough of it, you're not going to walk straight. You're not going to talk straight. You're not going to look straight. You're not going to do or be straight. The old saying from the older people says, the wine in, then your senses is out. Because when you take wine, people could knock you over the head, you don't even feel it. You will lay down in the rain, it doesn't even bother you. That's when you take wine. But because he's saying in this lesson today, that people who are sad, they take the wine to drown out their problems. He said, don't use that. Because it's only for a moment. It will be back. Your bills are going to still be there. Situation and condition is going to still be there when you come out of that stupor. And then you're going to come out with a headache. You're going to come out with problems. Because you don't know what happened to you while you was under the influence of this. But he said, now I have something for you. I have something that is so great that you can be so drunk but still so stable. So drunk but still so wise. So drunk but stand straight and praise me in the face of the enemy. So drunk but still devoted to the work of God. He is saying, be filled with the Spirit. He's saying that because of the fact that we are in a war. And a warrior have to have special training in order to win battles. Now, what he told us, we need this Spirit just to carry us along because the battle is not yours. The battle is his. He said, I'm going to fight the battle. I've already won the battle. You have to go through the motions, so you'll need my spirit to carry you through. In this little illustration here, the Holy Spirit, when you accepted the Lord and asked for the apology, I want you to really think. This water represents the Holy Spirit. This is you. When you accepted the Lord, the Holy Spirit did that. He went inside there and he did all the work for cleansing, to clean you up so that you could have a mind to want to do better, to want to do right. The Holy Spirit did that, but you're not filled. You have salvation, or not even yet. You just have salvation. You just have forgiveness. And the Holy Spirit that he's saying today, be filled with, is doing that work. He has come in and accept your apology. If you keep on going with that, you can walk with that for 15 years and still love the Lord. Still thank God. Still praise him. Still attend your services. Still help your neighbors. Because God has accepted your apology, you're saved. I'm saved. But that's not what he said. He said, be filled, because he knew that something was coming along down the line that you need more than forgiveness. You can't walk this road to glory just being saved. You will walk, but you'll walk like a drunk man that's drunk with wine, because you'll be up today and down tomorrow. You'll be in today and out tomorrow. You'll be happy today and sad tonight. You'll curse a little bit. You'll smoke a little bit. You'll drink a little bit. You won't do as much as you used to do, but you're going to do some of the things that you used to do because you're just saved. So that's why he's telling us today, you got to be filled with the Spirit. You're saved, but you're still on your taxes. You say, but you still do a little lying. Because the Holy Ghost is working it out. He's taking the first step. It's like when that's why he said, as newborn babe, desiring the sincere milk of the word of God. Hallelujah, the baby, get up. Because God has put it in his spirit that you don't supposed to be on your knees always, little child. You didn't teach him to walk. Because you didn't know how to walk yourself. But the Spirit of God moved in the senses of that child. And he realized it's time for me to move up a little bit. You don't tell him to get that thing, child, and pull up. But the child just automatically, the Spirit of God in that child automatically reached onto something and tried to pull himself up. That's what a saved Christian do. They keep trying to stand up, but they fall down. But the Holy Ghost is still working in there. He's still doing the work. That word be. Notice the word be. It means to occupy a position. To exist. The present particulars of a verb to show action. A little bit of action is happening. A little bit of action is happening. Because I'm saved. I'm talking about a spirit-filled child of God. Oh, hallelujah. You move on. And the next verse in the 19th verse says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to God. giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. As you begin to sing and to pray and to thank God and make those little steps, those little baby steps, you continue to walk in it. You get to just sing the little song. You don't know them all. When you're saved, you don't mind making a mistake when you come to church. And you know the song, you're going to open up your mouth anyhow. And you're going to sing what you know. Because you're on a journey. You're trying to get something. You're trying to actually get God in your life. You are trying to totally to have him to take occupancy in your spirit, in your soul, in your mind, in every part of your being. If he's not covering all, you have a problem. We'll say a whole lot of things right up here, but the change ain't took place. We can say it real good. And we can say it real good. And we can even preach it real good. And we can encourage you real good. But the real change hasn't taken place because you're not filled. Holy Ghost is still there. He's still working it out. But you're not there yet. And as you continue to sing, Mother Cox, as you continue to praise and worship, the Holy Ghost see that you have a determination. See, he gets his messages from God. So he's trying to get God inside of you so that you won't even have a desire. There would be no fight left in you. Because you know that there's a man that's walking with you. Talking with you. Telling you it's all right. Everything gonna be all right. He keep on telling you. And you keep on saying, yes, Lord. I thank you, God. I praise you, God. I glorify you, God. See, when you are not a worshiper, you ain't filled. If you can't worship out of your mouth, give God glory in the sanctuary. Give God glory in the street. Give God glory on your job. You not filled. You got him. You don't mind if I take off my shoes. You're just not feel. He's there. Working on your behalf. There's a little word that says, God ain't finished with me yet. Because he's not in there altogether. I want him. I desire him. I need him. But I feel like he's not full up in there yet. You sing and you praise and you pray and you worship, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost comes along, but you ain't feel yet. You just got a little bit more to sing, a little bit more strength to praise, a little bit more strength to say, Satan, you ain't got nothing on me. You got a little bit more to be a witness, but you ain't feel yet. All kind of things. You see there with that? With that, Paul said, I don't come with excellency of speech. I don't know no big words, but he said, I come with demonstration and I come with the power of the Holy Ghost that will do the work. He said, I don't have to do the work. All I got to do is demonstrate the word, and he will take over and he will fix it and he will make it as it ought to be. You see, with a little bit more joy, a little bit more praise, a little bit more faithfulness, a little bit more love, a little bit more cleansing. Hallelujah. But you see this right here? Something else can still be dropped in there. Something else can still sit right down in that glass and be at home and be comfortable because it is not full. So it got room to take in whatever the devil decides, he can drop it in this glass. anything he want to do, he can drop it in that glass. Because it ain't full. It's got room. I can shake this glass all around. It ain't coming out. It ain't coming out because it ain't full. It stays down there. But the Holy Ghost is still here. He's still watching you. He's still desiring. And he's still waiting till you get to another position where he can pour a little bit more in you. You can't do it. I can't do it. It's only the Holy Ghost power that know when to pour it in, when to stop and when to go. Say, the 21st verse, it says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. That's what the 21st verse says. You begin to say, I love you, brother. I love you, Sister Brown. It doesn't matter what Sister Brown has done to you. You love her from your heart. It's all right. Because God's still working on you. God's still working on her. You know that's your brother. You know that's your sister. And you say, we're going to take each other by the hand. And we're going to walk together. Although it ain't all right yet. But we're going to walk together. A little bit more love has come into your spirit. It doesn't matter what's going on with Sister Brown. That's my sister. I love the Lord. And I love her. And we're going to walk together. That's when you get a little bit more of the salvation of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A little bit more joy comes in. You're not as sad as you was when you were saved. You're more joyful. You're more alive. Right now, at this point, you got a little bit of forgiveness. You got a little bit of forgiveness. I forgive you, brother.
Yeah.
But you think about it every day still, because you ain't feel. And you ain't feel yet. So you think about what this one did, what that one did, and how they acted, and how they overlooked you, and how they didn't praise you when you did what you did. Hallelujah. You think about it. But you say, I forgive. You got a little bit of forgiveness.
Yeah.
But it's all right. Because he's still working on me, making me what I ought to be. It took him not just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth, Jupiter and Mars. And I know he's so wonderful because he's still working on me. But we won't get all this right because we ain't feel yet.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He see you go back to singing some more. When the thoughts come because he gave you the scripture. You see, because you're just reading the word from time to time. You're reading the word every now and then. You're fasting, maybe. Because he's not in full control yet. You still have your own ways. You still have your own thoughts. You still have your own opinions.
Yeah.
You still walk like society say walk. You still talk like society say talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. But God is still, the Holy Ghost is still working on it.
Yeah.
He's still working in it.
Yes.
You go back and you pray a little bit. You get a fast going on. Say, God, help me. God, strengthen me. Jesus, I need you.
Yes.
You start to loving on him a little bit more.
Yeah.
You start to remember that, wait a minute. Wait a minute, I'm a child of God. I don't belong to the devil. And you start to grab hold to the word. And you find yourself, when you get your break on the job, your spirit leads you to the word. You got to start reading the word. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Lord is my comforter, he's my strength. Though he slay me, yet I'm going to trust him. Though I lose my job, I'm going to give God glory. You begin to praise him a little bit more. You begin to give him a little bit glory. And the Holy Ghost watching. The Holy Spirit is watching. You see, The Holy Spirit ain't in a hurry. Because he have full control of God's plan. And he know the plan that God have for you. And he wants you to be fulfilled in every area of your life so you can walk like Jesus. We sing the song, oh, to be like Jesus. I long to be like him. How are you going to be like him if you don't pick up the word daily? And say, what you look like, Jesus? What you talk like? How you sound? What is it about you that I need to know today? What is the order of the day, Jesus? And he'll send you to the word. And you'll go to the word and you read. You won't be so busy. See, right there, you can still be so busy. You don't have time to say, but yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I love you this morning. I gotta go. You would get up a little earlier or stay up a little late because you want to be filled with the Spirit. And you know when things go on, when you're not devoted, when you're not committed, when you can say, I'm going to do something and don't do it and don't even say nothing about it. You know you ain't filled yet. See, all of those things can be dropped in here. Wish I had some little papers. Cut me up some little piece of paper. All these little things can be dropped in this Christian. This is a Christian. Now, this you and me. This the Holy Spirit. This is you and me. I'm a Christian. And don't ever let nobody tell you you're not a Christian. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are a Christian. No matter what's going on in your life, you know you're going somewhere. You know you got a goal you want to reach. So don't let nobody tell you that you don't love the Lord when you know you love the Lord. Tell them God's still working on me. I haven't arrived yet. Even Paul said with all that Paul went through, you notice them in the Bible, they went through. They went through. All those disciples, Brother Jones, they did some great things. Those disciples did some great things. They preached some powerful messages. They healed the sick. But they did it because Jesus was there. But they could not go forward. He told them, he said, don't go nowhere. Don't go no further, Brother Butch. Carry and wait until you are endured with the real power. Because what you got right there is not all to it. Don't try to go up and be the big thing and you are not filled. They were doing great works. Read the word. They were doing great works. The Holy Spirit was doing it with them. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was over them. Came upon them. They did great works. But they were not filled. Think about this. They weren't filled. Those apostles weren't filled. With all the great things, I want you to get in your spirit. With all the great things they did, Brother Eric, they were not filled. They weren't filled. So what I'm trying to get you to think about, look at yourself and see how great you're doing and everything, but you still got to know whether you're filled. I ain't talking to her no more. Did it jump back out? It stayed right down in there. I'm a forgiver, but I ain't gonna forget. That can't come out of there. It's coming out. Stay right in there. Because you're not filled. Yeah, I heard you, God, say, put that $20 in, but I got to catch the bus tomorrow and get my lunch. I got my light bill to pay, my water bill. The devil is a liar. But that's the devil making it drop, and that's him putting it in there. He's putting it in there. It can't come out. It stay right in that heart. God ain't finished washing your heart yet. Because you ain't filled. It got room. Got room. Tell the boss you sick, but you know you're going out of town. That's the Christian right there. That's the Christian. I ain't going out tonight. I don't care what they have it. I'm tired. I'm going to do what I want to do. You see, when you're not filled, you do what you want to do. You do it the way you want to do it. Even though God is trying to tell you something, hey, you need a little bit more washing. You need a little bit more cleansing. You need a little bit more power. You find yourself slipping, not slipping forward, but slipping backwards. You're not joyful as you should be. You're not witnessing as you would delight to. In your soul, you're not feeling so uplifted. You don't feel like singing like you used to sing. You don't feel like singing anymore. You don't feel like it. See, when you're not filled, you got a lot of feelings. They come on you and you follow them. And you say, God understands. God understands my situation and condition. But you see, when you are filled, situation and condition don't have nothing to do with you. You don't check about situation and conditions, nor circumstances, nor people. We'll show you in a minute. Hallelujah. If you look at, no, don't go there yet. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 22nd and the 23rd verse, a spirit-filled believer operates in this mode. And if you don't have these in your life, they are operating in your life, then you're not filled. Because it's the Holy Ghost that works all of these out. You cannot do it. The Holy Spirit works out all 9 of these in your life when you are filled with the Spirit. You can't do just a few of them. You do a few when you're not filled. Lord, I'm sick and tired of this situation. You just got to get me out of it. I've been in this thing for 20 years. Is long-suffering up there? You cannot know how to suffer long if you're not filled with the Spirit. You're going to get tired, you're going to get weary, and you're going to start not coming to church no more. We won't see you for a long time. You take a vacation at home or anywhere because I don't feel like. Is temperance up there? Balance? That means balance. Balance. When you are balanced, you do some things and you do something, but everything connects together.
Yeah.
There's no space left for anybody to make any thoughts. Because it's balanced. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, have your way. I'm just saying it like he bring it. A spirit-filled person. You see these characters up here? These are the divine qualities of character produced in people by the Holy Spirit. He produces these in you. You can't just read the fruit of the Spirit and try to live them. You will never live them. They are produced in you by the Holy Spirit. But you got to know that they're there to be produced. You pray a little bit more. You go back up here where it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You see, the Holy Spirit works through your praise. He works through your praise. The more you praise Him, the stronger you get. The more you sing psalms unto the Lord, the stronger you get. You know you don't have time to do anything else when the Holy Spirit is in full control. The Holy Spirit sees that you're having a problem, you're struggling. And he sees that you do with all your heart, with all your might. You begin to pray. You begin to love God. You begin to do the things that the Word of God says. And he come by and see. He see that you are sincere. And that you want to do it the way he said do it. Not going on your own understanding. He said lean not to your own understanding. Just acknowledge that I am God. And he said I shall direct your path. When you're not filled with the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost, you direct your own path. You make your own plans. You do your own things. And then you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless this plan I've set up. Give me the wisdom and understanding and provide for me to do this. And all the time God said, I'm not in that. I don't want you to do that. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. You have to take it to him if you are filled, because you know he is the one that's ordering your life, not you. He comes along as you're praying, fasting, praying in your house, and he put a little bit more there. And you feel even better. Ooh, don't sometimes you come to church, you feel like you can just swing from the chandelier. Oh my God, you feel so good. You can run this house down. I see people run, they feel good. Oh my God. You just got a new touch from the Lord. You just got a new anointing. You just got a new word. Oh my God, this is wonderful. Oh, you feel like you can take on Samson now. You can take on Samson. Hallelujah. You feel that divine order. Until you go home. Go home. Something they don't get right in the house. Somebody don't say nothing you like. The shout leaves. The praise leaves. The glory leaves. Everything leaving, you said, you what? You see, your power and anointing is not contingent in this building. Everybody looks sanctimonious in the building. Everybody have a face like I love Jesus. Everybody can say yes, Lord, and wave your hand. Everybody stand up, and some don't stand up, but everybody will stand up and praise God and say some big things. God has given us a command today, because he know your heart, he know your mind, he know your spirit. Nothing hid from God. It's all right to come in here and look sanctimonious. You're not going to tell nobody off in the church. No. This God house. This is not God house. This is a building. This is a building. God ain't in them woods. He ain't in them lights. He ain't in them chairs. He ain't in none of this music. He say, make the music. He say, clap your hands in the sanctuary. He say, lift up his name. But he ain't in none of this stuff. He in you. He in me. And when we leave this building, that's when the test is. When you're going to go home to your wife, go home to your husband, and live holy, and live righteous, and say when the husband busted, I love you anyhow. When the wife busted, say it's all right. Give glory to God. When the bills are due, you say, God, you take care of it. None of that don't happen in the house. None of that happened in here. No adversity is happening here. They wait till you get even on the sidewalk out there. They wait till you get on your job. They get into your children. No. That's where your test is. Are you still sanctimonious now? Or you can change like a chameleon. Anything you get on, that's the way you turn. See, those chameleons don't do that on their own. God put that in there. That's their protection. That's their protection. Whatever color that the thing is, that's the way they turn. Because that's their protection. But he didn't give just to you for protection. He gave you the Holy Spirit for his protection, for to lead and guide you, for to direct you, for to make ways out of no way, for you can be at peace. Oh, hallelujah. You go back and you pray because you feel so bad. See, that's what happens when you're not filled. Even though you're not filled, the Spirit let you know you didn't do that right. You didn't act that right. That's not the right thing to do. And you feel bad. And you go back and you begin to pray. And you begin to thank God and begin to worship the Lord. And all of a sudden, you feel another joy coming on. It ain't in the building. It's not. It's in your spirit. It's in your heart. You begin to lift up the Lord. When you get a pain, you say, Jesus. He comes along. Say, that brother, that sister need a little bit more. He pulls a little bit more in there. See, he's not going to let you go. He's not going to let you be lost. Because if you love God, you are not going to be lost. See, in the Word of God, hallelujah. In Acts chapter 4, verse 31 and 33, after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, after they were obedient and waited on the Lord, he said, now don't you go to Jerusalem and you wait. They waited 10 days. 10 days they waited. And then God saw that their heart was right. He had breathed on them and gave them a premature Holy Spirit. But it wasn't activated yet. You know, like you do your credit card. You got to activate your credit card. You got to call the people from your home line and activate your card. They had the card, had the Holy Spirit, but it wasn't activated. They couldn't activate it either. We try to activate our own Holy Ghost. It ain't hard to speak in tongues, you know. It ain't hard to speak in tongues. Anybody can speak in tongues. See, if those 120 could have activated the Holy Ghost, they wouldn't have waited 10 days. It's nothing they could have do with it, because it wasn't going to come until they was all on one accord. Even though they were in one place, they were not in one accord. As we are today, we be in one place, but we're not one accord, because if we were all one accord, what you think it would be if everybody in this building right now was filled with the Holy Ghost? If this whole church was filled with the Holy Ghost, you know what power we would have? We want revival, but we've got to get on one accord. It says in that verse, in the 31st verse, and when they had prayed, that was about when they went out to do the Lord's work. And those people around them want to play like they thought that they were scared of them. They want to tell them that you don't preach this message. Don't you do these things. Don't say nothing about your God. And they went back to their own company. They went back to their own company. You know who your own company is? Not the whole church. It's the kindred spirits. Those people you'll connect with. That you can get a prayer through. Everybody praying ain't going to get no prayer through. If you're not filled with the Spirit, you can't get those prayers through. But they went back to the kindred spirits and they told them what the enemy was doing, what the devil. They said, now God, you great God, you God of the heaven, you God of the earth, you Holy Spirit. Listen at what they're saying. Look at what they're trying to do to us. They're telling us not to do this. They're telling us not to do that. Look at what they're saying. But God, we are asking you to do something for us. We're asking you to make us bold. Make us bold and save the people. Sanctify the people. Make the people holy in the face of the people, and they'll know that you are God here. And the Bible said there was activity. There was activity in the room. The Bible says that the place was shaken. They got a confirmation right then that their prayers were answered, that deliverance was theirs, and they knew that they could go back out to the world, and they didn't have no fear, they didn't have no doubt, they knew they can walk out because they got the activity of the Holy Spirit. That word be means a right now present activation of the Spirit of God. A spirit-filled church, before I finish the last part, and I will be out of here. A spirit-filled church is a growing church. In the Acts of the Apostles, in the second chapter, in the 47th verse, it says they went everywhere. Peter preaches one message and 3,000 souls because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And the church grew from the 120 to 3,120 in one day. And if you go further down in that scripture, he preached again in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And he got how many more? So many thousand more. And the church was a growing church. Because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. A spirit-filled church is a growing church. A spirit-filled church is a going church. Go ye into all the world and be a witness for the Lord. Everywhere you go, a spirit-filled church is a going church. We don't lock up in the four walls. We get out in our community and we compel men and women to come. A spirit-filled church is a glowing church. It's not a sad, long-faced people up under all kind of stresses and situations. It's a glowing church. It's a joyful church. The joys of the Lord is your strength. That's what a spirit-filled church is. And a spirit-filled church is a groaning church. They groan when they see that their work is not growing. They groan when they see the members are not living up to the standard. They groan when too much sickness is around and won't none of it move. They groan in the spirit because they cannot find words to say. And the Bible says, I answer you in your groans. A spirit-filled church know when to groan. A spirit-filled believer is a believer that will be devoted to God in his work. A spirit-filled child of God is a dedicated child of God. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. A spirit-filled child of God will be determined. And a spirit-filled child of God will be detained. You have to know how to wait. He that Isaiah 40 and 30 said, he that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. All of these things must be operating within your life. As I said, even though you are saved and you love the Lord and he picks you up and he gives you what you need. Hallelujah. If you are not filled, now, before I feel this, the Holy Spirit talks. He talks. And it would do you very well if you make sure he talks every day. Every day. Every day you need to hear him speak. Because the devil talks to you every day, all day. Every day, all day. See, we go along, don't matter, we don't hear the Holy Spirit speak. And he don't speak in your language, he uses his own language. And when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will speak in an unknown tongue. They have disallowed it and say, everybody don't do it, but that's what they say. Everybody in that room, the 120, spoke in a new language. All those at Cornelius' house, they spoke in a new language. When they laid their hands on them, they spoke with a new language. And let me tell you something. If that is what God say He needs to fill you, and that's what you need to know that He's filled you, you will dedicate yourself day and night until you hear Him talk, until you hear Him speak in His own language, because then you will know that you know that you know. Until then, you're guessing. Until then, you're wondering. Because He said He's a man and He speaks. And I would, if I knew that this Holy God was inside of me and He told me that He talks and He got a language, I ain't gonna stop until I hear His language, because His language talks to God for me. Did you hear Him this morning? Has He spoken to God for you this morning? There are things that you can't say to God. Only the Holy Ghost can say it to God for you. And so that's when He go into His own language. And once you get the language, you know that your whole entire being is now taken over, even your mouth. So your mouth won't say anything. Your mouth won't do anything. Because it's under the divine anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's what He requires. That's what He say it's about. That He speaks. Now, why would we sit around if we have never heard Him speak? And keep going in the same way and say, this is fine for me. When He say that He speaks.
Jesus.
He said, this is what I require. He said, this is what the evidence of you knowing that I have put Him inside of you. And that He has, the main objective, Sister Jean, is that He's finished the work in you. Your prayers, you keep praying, and it keep on coming. It keep on coming. Hallelujah. It keep on coming. Now you see these papers, get wet and absorb the water. Now that's a metaphor right there. These papers is absorbing this water. But the Spirit of God, don't allow anything to be absorbed in your life when He fills you. When He fills you, everything in there has to come out. And notice. Notice. Notice that the Holy Spirit, when it fills you to the brim, nothing, nothing, this air can't go down in there. If I put any more here, it floats off, but this is paper. You need a little pebbles. There is no room. There is no room for anything to go down in here, is it? And notice that the Holy Spirit don't waste. It's going into the bowl. When you are filled with the Spirit and He moves up through you and He begins to speak out of you, it flows over to that brother, to that sister, to that child. It is used again. That's when you are exploding in the Holy Ghost and it runs over on somebody else. Somebody else, that's what happened to Peter. That's what happened when he preached the word. Hallelujah. What he had on the inside of him went out into the community and they said, what must we do to be saved? 3,000 souls. When your Holy Spirit fills up in you, it runs over and you are blessed. Nothing that come your way can stay in your life. Nothing. You won't have no more conditions to fight over. You will have victory. You will have the glory of God. And I say to those in this building today that those of you that have not heard Him speak in His language, that have not heard Him in the last few weeks, He is a person. He is a person. And He speaks in your spirit. And He's saying to every one of you in this building today, you see, you can't get to heaven without the power of the Holy Ghost. You can't get there. Because it's his power that's going to take you up. And on Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And this lesson today, the 18th verse is saying to us today, the last part, it says, "And I said unto you today, be filled with the Holy Ghost." Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled. It's a right now thing. If your heart was ready and you was right before God, he would fill you this instant with the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you something. You don't get the Holy Ghost and don't hear him for months and years. It has to be renewed every day. Every day you have to renew this Holy Ghost. He has to talk to you every day. Every day you have to go before God and say, fill me again. Because the trouble of life is waiting to attack you. Oh, hallelujah. Right in your house. You have to be renewed. Holy Spirit have to be renewed every day. And you, it would be very good if you would hear him speak in his language every day. Because you know what? You do not know what he's telling God for you. But it's awesome. It's great. It's powerful. Because you can't get the fullness. Because you don't know how to pray like you ought to pray. You don't know how to pray. You pray as hard as you pray.